Do you like how sorry, we're recording now, so I'm not going to tell my Boston joke at the moment. But yeah, could have. Well, there you go. I almost told it anyway in a roundabout kind of way. Hi there, people of the internet who may or may not be listening later. That was an odd way to start our sync meeting. But let's take a look. Do we have any? We have a couple of RFCs, which are in final comment period, by the way, Sylvan, right?
Okay.
Delegate removal and pack structures. So if you have anything to say on those, you should check them out and say it in the next week. Benoit's branch prediction intrinsics RFC is ready for a vote. I don't think we have enough people here to fully vote on it, but I would think it would make sense if you went through it now and we both just left our whether we're in favor or not on the issue, so that if we're not around when people are together, there's enough people that can move forward one way or another. Sound
okay,
reasonable?
Cool. I'm putting an I vote yes on that. I think it's nicely thought out, and I think using annotations makes it really easy to say, hey, never mind, we messed up the annotation format and rip it back out again if we need to. So I like.
Okay. All right. So there's that. You should check out the others. Yeah. I don't know. The annotations are so new, you know, it gives me a bit of pause, but hey,
yeah.
it's a place to start.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, hey, Kevin's here.
How's it going?
Hey, Kevin.
We have bad news for you.
Well, I saw Gordon's emails.
Oh no, this is entirely different.
Oh my.
It turns out
Gordon's emails yet.
The super nice bin tray people got in touch with us and told us we're totally doing it wrong. And we're basically blowing out like all of their space. They're going to give us a free Artifactory account, which is the place where we should be on nightlies, and only the releases should be going on Bintray. So I'm filling it out now.
Cool.
So someone's going to have to go through and delete all the.
All oh the dear God! I hope they can do that. Because yeah, that was 5 clicks to remove one, and every single build for every commit is there.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. There's a lot.
I could see how, yeah. I never thought about that, you know. It's one of those things where you just go, oh, that's cool, and you don't think about it. So, yeah,
these
hopefully.
Like 12 and a half megs each, or more, actually, more as you go deeper.
Yeah, so Sylvan's applying for a free open source software Artifactory account. And I guess when we get that, then we could switch over somehow to using that. I don't know how that works, but I'm sure they have documentation. I didn't see any documentation in what he sent us. Did you, Sylvan?
No.
Or rather what he sent you and then you forwarded to me.
Right. No, I'm filling out the stuff for the, well, I'm trying to fill out the stuff.
Well, so
come on, stuff.
Once we get that in place, then we can switch it over. I think that's the first step, right? They gave us the.
Oh dear.
Let's see here. GitHub, Honey Lang. Is all of this for how we're abusing it in the Travis.yaml? Kevin?
You'll have to forward me whatever this email is. What I would imagine is that we are just pushing such a large volume of stuff over there. That is all the builds.
Yes.
Like all the builds on master, right? We hit our limit, whatever that limit is, for storage over there.
Yes. So basically anything which is just branch master, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn that off for right now. All right. Sound reasonable, Sylvan?
Okay.
And then we can switch it to using Artifactory later. I don't want to go to them and say, oh, hey, sure, yeah, when you give us the Artifactory account, we'll switch it. That just makes us sound like dicks, and we're not that kind of dicks.
I sure hope not.
Well, what I would expect is that they, rather than simply be patient with us, they'll just make it impossible for us to upload new builds.
Well, they were very nice. They actually raised our limit.
Cool.
Which was wicked super nice of them.
Yes. I would like to emphasize for anyone listening to this in the future, oh my God, the JFrog guys are nice to us.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow, we love them. Everybody should use JFrog product things.
Yeah. Oh,
so can I guess I can, okay, that's what a comment is. Hey, Sylvan,
yeah.
how do you comment like an entire section out in Sublime? Or am I going to have to go through and do this by hand?
I just do commands. I just highlight the lines I want to comment. I command slash.
Hey, thank you. That's exactly what I was asking.
Awesome.
So, okay. I switch editors so often, I have no idea how to do anything in most of them anymore at all. Don't push non-release builds to bin tray. We got a very nice email from JFrog letting us know we were using bin tray wrong and should be using Artifactory for they helpfully raised our limits temporarily until we get the situation. Everybody gets to hear me talk to myself. All right.
There is, in fact, a single line you could comment or you could change to do this, I think.
Well, I'm just going to turn those all off right now, and then we can switch it to just all of them, and then we can switch it to...
Fair enough. Line 193 would be another place to do this.
Well, I was already typing the commit comment, so whoosh.
All right. Cool.
All right. Okay. And I'm emailing Baruch now, Sylvan.
Okay.
One of the things we should see about is whether this Artifactory stuff provides, or Bintra even, provides an easier way to figure out how to, I don't know, archive or delete old builds. Like some of the stuff on master we could probably just drop after a certain amount of time, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, gosh, for nightlies, anything more than a week or two old, we could probably drop. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Am I being silly? Okay.
Well, if we're keeping the releases forever, I feel pretty comfortable dropping master builds.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Baruch has been emailed. So, yay.
I think.
Oh, somebody else joined while we're doing it. Oh my God, it's Luke. Have you guys sorted all of that value dependent type stuff yet? did you have lunch that day?
Oh, we did have lunch that day. I got a parking ticket that day.
Oh, no way. Are you serious?
Yeah. I came out and the guy stared at me and he was like, sorry.
Oh, no. That's horrible. I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's okay. It's quite funny. It wasn't too bad.
Are parking tickets less expensive there than they are here in New York?
No. They're definitely not less expensive.
You don't have a car. Quiet, you.
I do have a car now.
Oh, that's right. You do. I forgot. You moved. You moved to the Heath and got a car.
Yes.
I was watching some British crime show, of which I like almost all of them, but I can't really keep any of them separate in my mind. And there was a whole thing where they found like two bodies on the Heath. Oh, I remember it was one of the ones that doesn't make much sense, and you get to the end and you're like, why did I watch that? Marcella?
What? Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
Blah 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 blah. Are we on to other things? Oh yeah. We totally I forgot Theo's here. So Theo, do you like this the branch prediction intrinsics one?
Oh, I do. I think the annotations have to start somewhere. So okay. I think it makes sense.
Good. Vote yes on it, and then I think that might actually be enough, but and Benoit's, and wait. Yeah, so let's just hear from Joe. See if Joe hasn't. It doesn't look like he has anything, but let's just wait on that. Dun 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 dun. Dun. All right, GitHub. Pony Lang, Pony C. Do we have any new, interesting, fascinating issues or pull requests? Pull requests. We have nothing new right now. Alrighty then. Okay. Okay, so we have another shareable tuples are not covered by any share one.
I'm working on this stuff. It's no, it's not. And
wait, what? That the words you said didn't make any sense.
Let me try again. That's right. Tuples are treated as non-object types currently, and it has led to several things that are problematic. This is one of them, is that a tuple is not a subtype of any because it's a non-object type, meaning that when it's actually encoded by the compiler, it has no object header, object descriptor, unless it's been boxed. Now, this also has led to pattern matching problems. Under certain cases, you can get something that crashes on pattern matching, that when that really, really, really shouldn't happen. And the right solution is to stop treating tuples as non-object types so that they always have an object descriptor included. But then the issue is, in the type system, what is the reference capability of a tuple? Does it have one? So currently, a tuple does not have its own reference capability, right? Each element of the tuple has a reference capability, but the thing as a whole doesn't. So the question is, if we're going to treat it as an object type, as a reference type, because currently it's treated as a value type, if that makes any sense, in the sense of, like, if you return a struct from a C function, as opposed to returning a pointer to a struct, you copy all the values, and that's currently what we're doing with tuples. Is always copying all of them. So you're always creating new tuples every time you do anything. But if we're going to treat it as an object type, then it's a reference type. And what capability does it have? If it's going to be a subtype of any, which anys can it be a subtype of? You see?
Yep.
So then the question is, do tuples then have reference capabilities? So are they effectively anonymous objects without methods? They're essentially an anonymous record type. But in every other way, they're an object type. In which case, then tuples have a reference capability on top of the reference capabilities for each of their effectively fields, the elements. And that's a big change in terms of how tuples are being used currently.
Yes, but will be very cool.
Yeah, do you think it's a good idea?
I do.
Okay.
I think it's caused more than one problem.
Yeah. It will also make the type system significantly simpler in that there's no longer an issue of unions of tuples versus tuples of unions, because tuples are object types. They have their own distinct reference capability. They have their own distinct identity.
Yes.
Woo!
This will be a good thing.
Okay. It also begs the question of, should we be auto-generating any methods on tuples?
Oh, that's a fun one.
Yes, and I think the answer is probably we should be generating comparable and ordered if every element of the tuple is comparable or ordered. So if every element of the tuple is comparable, then the tuple itself should be comparable. If every element of the tuple is ordered, the tuple itself should be ordered.
Yes.
Yeah. And that should, I think, give the core behavior that people will expect, where you'll be able to slap a tuple into a as the key of a map, for example.
Yes.
Without it being by identity. So it's an actual structural. So it'll look inside the tuple and say, oh, well, yes, these are two different tuples, but structurally they're the same.
Yes. I think that's going to be a element of least surprise change. It would be nice for people.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because it very much doesn't do what most people expect when they first encounter it now.
Yes. And then, once all that's done, we need to revisit the concept of value types, because currently tuples are used as a value type mechanism. So for example, if you have an array of tuples, the array doesn't contain pointers to tuples, it's actually an array of tuples. And that's the only way currently to get value type semantics on arrays. Now you can get value type semantics on fields by using embed, but you can't for arrays. So then the question is, do we want some special mechanism for that? Or do we create a new array type, which is a value type semantics array that then requires the element type to be in some sense copyable? Which, of course, a tuple would be, because you can read all its fields. But anyway, that will be the next step down. And actually, Luke, that ties into some of the stuff that we talked about previously.
Which instance of us talking?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometime. But about being able to have a vector of objects as opposed to a vector of object pointers.
Oh, okay. Yep.
That was a bit of a long ramble. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Long rambles are okay. Ooh, look, we have more than one thing tagged as needs discussion during sync. So, shall we start with 1465 from 27 days ago? It's a Theo bug. Well, he found it. He didn't create it. Oh, look, and it's related to tuples somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, this. Oh. Yeah, wouldn't this get? Yeah, I know this one. But don't things in general crap out if you try to use tuple union type that has tuple and non-tuple types in it? I feel like there's more than one place
where there are a lot of problems with that.
You reading, Sylvan? Did we lose Sylvan? Oh, Sylvan, you're muted in case you didn't know.
I was just talking for a long time. Oh, Lord.
Good job, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That was so bad that you forced me to call you dude.
That's pretty bad.
Which, for anybody who doesn't know me, is basically the worst insult ever.
So, yeah, this is totally the thing that I was just rambling about.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. It's accepting an iterator of string, and then what it's getting out of there isn't getting doxed. So the thing that is looking for string or none, something isn't being code-genned and it's dying. Yeah, I suspect we could fix this some way other than changing tuples to be fully object types, but I don't think it's worth it. I think if I change tuples to be fully object types, problems like this will just vanish.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's see. Under discussion. Bug, I'm going to call that bug blocked for now. All right?
Yeah. That's perfect.
Okay. All righty. Hey, Sylvan, you've seen this one. 1470.
Uh-oh. I don't like it when you giggle maniacally.
It's known as the maybe I shouldn't have upgraded to Sierra bug.
Stupid thing. Okay. Yes, it does. So I'm actually really glad you've run into this, Theo. That sounds cruel, but
I did this because you asked me to.
Oh, hooray! I
pulled out the old Mac for you, to check this for you.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you very much for doing that, because I was really quite worried that it was only my box.
Fails on my box.
Yeah. Yeah, so as far as I can tell, Apple has silently broken KQ signal handling behavior, and it simply no longer works at all. It's just broken. The exact code works fine before 10.12. And in fact, I think it worked fine on 10.12.0 and only broke on 10.12.1, but I'm not totally sure. And I'm not going to try and downgrade to figure it out because that process is... beyond my abilities. The really bad news here is that means we have to cripple KQ signal handling on all Mac operating systems. And in fact, we're probably going to end up just crippling it on FreeBSD as well, although we could ifdef it for FreeBSD and leave it working.
I don't think we should make FreeBSD suffer. Although, yeah. On the other hand, it's not like FreeBSD is not really, I mean, it's a best effort sort of operating system for us because we don't have any...
We don't have CI.
We don't have any CI to test for it like we previously discussed. So, like, yeah.
Yeah. I wish we had CI for FreeBSD because I quite like FreeBSD, but
apparently they might have broken Pol too.
Really?
Uh huh.
What? Where did you find that out?
Here, I'll put it into the chat. It's one link on the internet, so it could all be a lie, right?
Yeah. It's the internet. I'll just assume it's a lie.
On the other hand, it's a very well-written lie, if it is, from the Curl Project people.
This is Daniel Stenberg.
Yes.
Let me tell you, it's not a lie. Daniel Stenberg says poll is broken. Poll is broken.
Yes. You know.
Oh, thank you very much for finding this.
I didn't actually look at who had posted it first. I was just like, well, I found a thing on the internet and reading it says poll was broken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, it could be a lie. And I start going up. I'm like, oh, wait, Curl Project. Wait, who is? Oh, okay. There we go.
No, yeah. This is Daniel Stenberg. Okay, this is. Thank you so much for finding this. This is strangely helpful.
By the way, if anybody who's listening wants to see the article that we're talking about, you would Google for poll on Mac 10.12 is broken, and it's on haxx.se, and then you'll know you're in the right spot. Okay. So what do we say about this issue?
The issue is that somebody needs to take the ePoll implementation for signals out of ePoll.c, specifically the way that it sets uses signal and has
specifically how it sets a symbol.
Yeah, how it has the atomic sig handlers and handle it that way and not use KQ to look for signals on OS X. I shouldn't even call it OS X anymore. It's technically not OS X anymore. On Mac OS or whatever the heck they're calling it now.
Yep, back to Mac OS.
Yeah. It's not a hard change, but it is an annoying and fiddly change. And the key comes down to using the array of atomic ASIO event T pointers, sig handlers, in the same way that ePoll does.
Switching off of KQ for FreeBSD is acceptable as part of this change. Can you check out the comment I left, Sylvan, and if there's any other detail that needs to be added? Go ahead and add it. Is this a medium or high priority thing? I'm thinking medium.
Medium.
Yeah. Bug ready for work. I would call it a just difficulty easy or medium. I think it's right in between.
I would go with medium just because as soon as you're in the ASIO backend,
yeah,
nothing is easy.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay. Many things that you would think are easy aren't quite as easy as you read first thought.
It's not easy until you're used to being in there. And then you're like me and you're just whipping out changes left and right all over the place that may or may not work.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. What's his name? God, I'm getting old and I can't remember anything. I think it was Igor. He knocked off that KQ OneShot support really quickly. You know we have KQ OneShot support now, right?
No, I did not, but that is awesome.
Yes, we merged it, which would be nice. So then everything that was written for edge triggering, thinking that edge triggering worked like OneShot, more like OneShot, not exactly like OneShot, but more like OneShot, will now be a nicer sort of thing. Those were a lot of words I said. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to paste a thing.
You're going to paste a thing to an additional comment?
Because we were, to the chat here, because we were just talking about FreeBSD and continuous integration. And FreeBSD News, a couple of months ago, looks like they have an article on how to run FreeBSD as a guest operating system in Travis and do your CI on the FreeBSD guest.
Ooh, that's kind of interesting and cool, and we should look into this. Yes. For people who are listening, because I hate uploading the text file as well, you'd want to Google for how to running FreeBSD and Travis CI on FreeBSDnews.com.
Excellent.
Very, very good. Very, very good. All right, I bookmarked that. So did you have anything to add to that other, the signal issue? Is there, did I leave off any detail?
No, that's perfect.
Okay. All right, next up, 1474.
Oh, dear.
From the time that I got to SegFault to when I figured out the does and doesn't crash part was an unfortunately long amount of time.
Mock taggable isn't in the subtype list of taggable and consumer. Is it not then?
The fun part, of course, is that if you change it, like...
Subtype assignment drink. Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like.
Wait, did I paste the wrong frigging... I know... Ugh. Wow. Sean, you're... This is, I should edit the original comment so that the code matches what I said.
Oh, okay. Go for it.
There we go. Much better. Now mock taggable is an actor in the second version rather than a class, because that's all it takes to fix it.
Okay. Benoit's explanation makes perfect sense. I don't know why it isn't working the way it should, but his explanation makes sense.
So should we leave as needs investigation?
Yes.
Priority medium. Ooh. That's a fun one. Yes, that was from the this was from the when Sean remembered that fun tag exists.
Yes.
and you can do awesome fun things with it. And then I learned except for a minor problem.
Yes.
This minor problem. Okay. Oh God, this one. 1484.
Yes, we currently don't know if this only happens on Ubuntu 16.10, because both I, as well as the person who originally reported this on the user group, we both have the same operating system, same LLVM, like same everything.
Okay.
Could you email the user list and see if there somebody who has a different version who could other versions that they could try it out and see what happens and report back on this issue?
Yeah, sure.
It really shouldn't be using the PIC version. In fact, it isn't. It's doing -L Pony RT, so it's not doing. It's not doing -L Pony RT -pic.
Yeah, but the thing is that it works using it. Well, it works using Clang, but not with GCC.
Because of course.
So there's in this particular case, if you did link with libponyrt-pic, it might. Well, no, I don't know, because it's not. Because do you see how in your line it's doing dash L pony RT, not doing dash L pony RT dash pick?
Yes. Why? Are you better with makefiles than me, Sylvan?
Nobody is good at makefiles. That's just a fact.
That's not what I asked. I said, are you better than me? Because I looked at this the other week, and I don't understand from looking at the makefile why this is happening.
Nothing in the makefile is going to tell you. Because this is happening based on that link line. It's the link line that Theo posted, which is the super important thing.
Right, but isn't that driven from the makefile?
No.
No?
No, that's the link line out of the compiler.
See, there you go. That would be part of it. Okay.
Well, that explains why it's only GCC. I would think so, if that's coming from the compiler and not the makefile.
That's coming from the Pony compiler. That is using GCC to do linking because you built the Pony compiler with GCC.
No, but this also happened if I also tested if I made the Pony compiler with both Clang and if I made it with GCC, it had the same effect.
I'm confused. Oh, I see. Because you're changing the linker by hand to Clang.
Yeah. I'm just like assigning CC equal to Clang or GCC depending on what I'm trying to do.
Right. Okay. Because it's picking up out of the environment variable. I forgot that we changed it. Sorry about that. Because in gen. XE when we link now. We're pulling out of C opt linker. Or if you haven't, then it goes to the environment CC.
I think it's the
that it does the fallback linker.
I think it's these parts of the sync call when we're looking at code that are probably the most exciting.
Most boring.
Most exciting for people who are listening later.
Yes. Okay. So it looks suspiciously then. Like GCC is picking up. Well, it's Pony Personality V0. I don't know if Gold is giving an accurate. Well, it's giving an error message. I don't know how much that error message is telling us everything we need to know. It is accurate, but it may not be sufficient. Okay, this is going to take significant investigation, unfortunately. Even more unfortunately. I know what I can do. I'll spin up an Azure Linux box. Just that way.
So, okay, I'll assign this to you then.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Boom! All right. You want to look at the last one?
Yeah.
1491, trait subtyping error.
Okay.
Okay, this is a weird edge case that I found.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
More foos and bazes and bars than you can shake a than you can shake a stick at, Sylvan.
Yeah.
There's baz holders and bazables and barables and.
Okay, I got it. This is good. There's even a baz holder.
There's bazable and barable. It sounds like something out of like a Bernstein Bears novel.
This is basically what my master's thesis looked like.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Bernstein Bears. Spell Bernstein.
B E R N S T E I N.
That's what everybody thinks it is, including me. Now Google it.
Oh, God. Really? Really? Come for the pony talk. Stay for the more interesting side conversation.
Theo, this is it's astounding.
What?
I knew I'd blow your mind, Sean.
Berenstein? It's the Berenstein pit? Really?
It's not even Stein, it's Stain.
Yes, the Berenstein Stain.
Berenstain.
Berenstain. How did I not know that?
Nobody knew it.
Oh,
now Google for conspiracy.
Oh, no, it's the first link. Bears. It's the first link when I Google for them, period.
It's the whole thing.
Oh, God.
Now you go down the rabbit hole. Later you will discover the Shazam movie.
I'm not going to read this because I have lots of work to do.
That's right. Theo, you win. I cannot for the life of me. It compiles if foo is an interface, but not if it's a trait. But
do you feel like a failure now, Sylvan, that you managed to put this bug in?
Actually, it kind of feels like a success. A bug this weird is sort of like a victory. Fun ref foo returns A. Foo bar is foo as B sees A. Fun ref foo as B sees A. Returns bar. Foo bar is definitely a foo. Now, wait a minute. So, Theo, help me out here for a sec.
Yeah.
In your example code, you would get an error for the bar method on baz holder. Is that right?
The error would be trying to pass it. Like if you look at the bottom in actor main, the error would be trying to pass a baz holder as a barable of bazable.
Okay. Because it's a barable of baz, but it's not necessarily a barable of bazable. Okay. It's a barable of baz, but a baz is bazable.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that it is a barable or bazable. Oh, except that a barable is an interface. Okay. It is as long as it returns a foo as this points to baz. ephemeral. But that's not what it returns. Because it returns a foobar, this barbaz, this is so twisted. But the question is a barbaz then bar? Damn it. Okay, I'm going to just stop now, and I will go through this later because you've totally twisted my brain in half. Which, extraordinarily well done. Okay, what's next?
That's the last one. Does anybody have anything? Should I assign this to you, Sylvan?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
And... needs investigation.
It sure does.
Hard.
Yeah.
That's getting a hard.
Yeah, no question.
And there's a workaround, so I'm going to call that a low priority right now.
Yeah.
All righty. Good job, Theo. Okay. Anybody got anything they want to discuss, talk about?
I wanted to mention to Theo that I saw a little bit of, I haven't kept up on it, but I saw a little bit of the traffic on the iters that you were talking about with Joe.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can leave it an interface, give it methods with default implementations, and then if you declare that you are that interface, you will pick up those default implementations?
Wait, repeat that?
You were saying you could change it to a trait in order to have default implementations.
Yeah.
And then things that declared they were that trait would get the default implementations.
Yeah.
They can do that with an interface too.
You just have to is it. You have to is the interface.
So if I say, class array values is iterator A arrow B, even if iterator is an interface, I can do that, and then the compiler will check that I do successfully implement that interface, and in the process of doing so, I can pick up default methods from that interface.
Including every single method as being a default one, for it, which you see, for example, with like TCP notify.
Yeah. Is that helpful?
I think so. I'll look into that.
Okay, cool.
Which is both a good bad thing. Anything else that people have to bring up?
All right, cool.
Well, awesome. Thank you, everyone. I'm gonna hit stop recording now. So if